This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Fuck you, John Thorpe. There's a podcast called Power You, where I email into these two Jews. Got a problem? Well, they can get me by. Won't you please just give me some advice? Give me some advice. There's a place on the corner of Cherry Street that I used to go get stuff to eat. Kiss the waiter, but wait, he was a guy. Chick and a man, does this make me bye? Give me some advice. If I could email in, things would get better. Choose a name that's fake, day one forever. Let your jokes crash down on me and take me away, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what that was?
It was a Yellow Card cover.
That's right. Ocean Avenue parody.
Indeed. You know, I like, of all of the pop punk in the world that I love, I never got into Yellow Card.
You know, it's funny you say that because my college roommate of 3 years, Pavla, shout out to Pavla, was so into Yellow Card.
No.
And I think it was mostly younger fans at the time. Like, it was like, she had this huge crush on the lead singer, and I still remember his name because of that, Ryan Key.
Ryan Key.
Yeah, which is a great name for a front man of a pop punk band in 2002.
Called Yellow Card, the violinist.
And she was so into Yellow Card that she like started meeting people from a Yellow Card message board.
No way.
Yeah, I think
Bobby, no.
I think she even like made some lifelong friends from the Yellow Card message board.
Well, I guess that's nice.
Remember,
I guess that's nice as long as they've bonded about something outside of Yellow Card.
Remember message boards? Just the idea of message boards.
My original, the first time I ever like used chat rooms was an Offspring message board.
Yeah.
For the band Offspring. But it wasn't because like I liked Offspring. It was just because that was the only place that I could find a chat room.
Yeah. So for those of you who are under the age of 30, message boards were like the internet, but before any social media.
It was kind of like Omegle, actually.
Yeah, so instead of like having a Facebook or a MySpace that you said, oh, I like this stuff, let me find some like-minded people that also do, it was a website that was a message board that you said, oh, I can't wait to see Offspring in Oakland. And then other people can chime in and say, yeah, I'll go to that show with you.
Yeah, I guess that's like what the internet was good for back in the day. And now it's just a whole goddamn mess.
I wonder if Instagram killed message boards.
I feel like they were dead before Instagram came around, right?
God, I miss
But like message boards still sort of exist. There are still message boards.
I remember like on AOL, you can access like alt.usenet. It's like pre-internet message boards where I would like post stuff. I don't even understand what it was, but it was like text only non-website message boards that you can like. I was chatting with like other Conan O'Brien fans in like 1997.
Wow, that's early. I feel like maybe it was like 1998 I was just trying to cyber with people in the Offspring chat.
Does anybody just want to cyber? I don't even like Offspring.
It was all 12-year-olds all pretending to be 19, all cybering with each other.
Smash the album is good, but I'd rather just smash you.
I wish I was that clever.
So this guy was Jackson, a.k.a. at Jance1 underscore on Instagram. The third installment of a pop punk parody, also calling out my friend, John Thorpe, who's honestly a herb. His band is Club Paradise, and they released their latest singer, Closer, on all platforms, so you can find it on streaming. Follow us at This Is Club Paradise.
Okay.
And he'll take one request from each of us.
Oh, like we can give him a song that we want him to make a cover of?
Yeah. Can you name another song that you want him to cover?
Yeah, dude. I was so fucking into The Starting Line. That was like my... Do you remember The Starting Line? Did you ever listen to them?
Is that another Yellow Card song?
No. That's a band.
I was never on their message board.
Let me see. There's a lot of good... Oh, The Best of Me. Yeah. You know that song. You know The Best of Me.
The best of me.
No, not even close, dude. We got older, but we're still young. You can have the best of me.
No. No, I don't know that.
It's so good.
Have we done an elf?
I think it's good. I don't remember now.
It definitely felt good at the time. Have we done an El Scorcho Weezer? Have we ever done an El Scorcho parody?
That transcends pop punk. I think we have done that, though. People have done that for us.
Yeah, that's as close as I can get to loving pop punk. Doing El Scorcho
parody. Love pop. That's not true. You love pop punk.
Yeah, but I never got as into it as you.
Yeah, who did?
Usenet News Groups. That's what I was on. That's what I'm looking up. I'm just like trying to jog my memory here. If anybody was on that Conan O'Brien Usenet news group, hit me up. It's been 30 years, but I'm down to hang.
They're all dead now, man.
Of course. All right. Thank you, at Jance1 underscore. Can you have an underscore at the end of your handle? I feel like that's kind of a cheat.
I mean, I really appreciate everything this guy's done for us, but that's too many plugs. He gave us his fucking band. His Instagram, his friend's band, their single, and their Instagram?
Yeah, no, that's just his personal Instagram.
What are we all supposed to do here? Okay, that's just too much. I mean,
he gave us like a nice little like 6 minutes of content at the top. We talked about Yellow Card. He made an original song for us.
And I want him to do the best of me. Trust me, I want him to do the best of me.
Yeah, you also have a request for future work.
I mean, his Instagram, the band's single, his friend's Instagram... His band's Instagram.
Yeah, sorry.
And then I think it was his freaking Facebook page and a GoFundMe.
No, you're making
that. And then a link to
part.
A Kickstarter that he's doing.
We've spent more time making fun of him now than promoting his stuff.
All right, fine.
Do you appreciate the underscore at the end of the Instagram handle? I feel like that shouldn't be possible.
I mean, it's definitely possible. I feel like that's... It's obviously for somebody that doesn't care if they have followers or not.
Yeah, because you can't tell someone, my name is at Jake 4 underscores.
Yeah, no, that's just not going to happen. But I've seen people do cool stuff with underscore where it looks interesting. And if you know, if your name is searchable, then that'll show up.
Would you rather have at Jake Hurwitz on Instagram or at Jake underscore on Instagram?
I think Jake Hurwitz.
Okay, what about at Jake Hurwitz or at underscore Jake?
That at underscore Jake sounds awful. I would not want that at all.
All right. What about at Jake Hurwitz or at J underscore Ake underscore Herbitch 69 underscore?
I want Herbitch underscore.
That's cool.
Yeah. I feel like I could still get that one too.
We got a few minor updates before we get into the questions. So
updates on what?
2 weeks ago, you asked to be someone's godfather.
Oh my God.
Last week, Rhiannon's mother said, you can be my daughter's godfather.
Sick. Okay.
You said, yeah. I want to see photos of her before I commit.
And it wasn't like, I want to see photos to see if she's, that makes me sound like so fucking weird.
Yeah, which I called you out on. I said, you wanted to make sure that she looked Aryan or some shit to
you. No, I did not. That's insane that you would fucking suggest that.
Anyway, This lady, Katie, says, I freaked out when you read my email. Never dreamed you'd see it, let alone read it on the pod, which is fair. Maybe we shouldn't have at all.
A lady named Katie.
That's right. But here is my daughter. And then she sent us photos. Do you see this photo of this sweet Rhiannon?
Excuse me. Oh, she's beautiful. Oh, my God. Rhiannon.
Are you ready to commit yet? Or do you want to see maybe like a video?
She's got... She's wrapped up in a fox blanket. She's on the couch. She's drinking a baba. She's watching TV. Fuck yeah, dude. We can hang. Oh, and here she is in the... She's like at the park. She's got a dress. She has big heart sunglasses. Yeah, I'm in. Can I be... I can be this... I can be Rhiannon's godfather.
Actually, let's ask for a video so you can hear her voice. Maybe she has a dumb voice.
No, I don't need a video. I'm
like,
in.
You don't want to commit yet.
You're talking about my fucking goddaughter. Right now, she might have a dumb voice.
I was just joking, man. I mean, I'm sure.
No, you just made a dumb choice.
What?
You shouldn't make fun of my flesh and blood like that.
Even if she was your goddaughter, it wouldn't be your flesh and blood.
Family is a blood bond. It doesn't matter if we actually share the blood.
Right.
That is my flesh and blood.
You don't.
Okay?
Yes. Yes, it does matter. That's exactly what flesh and blood means, that you share the blood. You can't say it doesn't matter if we share the blood. She's my flesh and blood.
Don't tell me I don't...
She's not your flesh and blood.
Don't tell me that my goddaughter's not my flesh and blood.
Yes, that's okay? What I'm saying. Your goddaughter is your goddaughter, which is a nice bond, a great bond, a spiritual connection. But she's not your flesh and blood. That's reserved for actual relatives. I'm sorry.
You're talking about my ancestor.
No,
okay?
No, I'm not.
Yes.
No, I'm not.
Yes. Yes, you are. My heir.
Yeah, great-grandfather or something is your ancestor.
Okay. Okay, well, look, this is my family.
No.
Straight fruit from the family tree.
I'll give you
better believe
I'll give you family, but you can't specify flesh and blood. You're pissed or something?
Or something.
All right, let's go to
I'm one thing. I'm pissed.
Another.
You're talking about Rhiannon, my daughter.
Another non-question email we got. Something, it says, Jake needs to see this, and it was an ad. I don't know if you saw this. I forwarded it to you.
Oh, so
it's an ad for a tube that lets you piss inside of thinner water bottles while you drive.
Yes. Okay. So here, somebody sent me something like this on Instagram also.
Yeah. It's like this plastic tube. It's thick at the top so you can stick your dick in it. And then it curves down with a tiny little thin funnel that you can attach to a water bottle.
Right. It's a funnel. It's a long funnel with a hose. This is... Okay, so this product is stupid.
Because
your dick is the hose. You don't need a second hose. This thing is like, put your penis in this hose. This hose goes into a bottle. Your penis is the hose. Your penis goes into the bottle. This is adding an extra step. Now you have two things that are... Also, you have two things covered in piss in your car. And the bottle doesn't have... And the funnel doesn't have a cap. The bottle at least has a cap. It doesn't smell once you cap it.
I guess it's like a way of pissing. It's a way of pissing inside the bottle, but a little cleaner. Because the way you do it, you need to get a Gatorade bottle, and there might be some
splash. Well,
yeah,
this one has the guy pissing into a regular like Poland Spring bottle, which does have too thin of an opening. But I don't think you need all of this accoutrement.
There's a splash guard too.
I mean, God forbid, you obviously can't use this one while you're driving.
Yeah, this guy's in the backseat.
You can't improve upon the Gatorade bottle. You can't improve upon the Gatorade bottle. Somebody sent me one thing that was close, and I'll tell you what it was.
It was a friggin' Martinelli's glass apple.
It was actually kind of what this thing is, which is like that hose. It looks like a little accordion.
Yeah.
But this thing, it could scrunch up, and it was like a kind of little, like a little disc. And then you unscrunch it, it's the accordion. You piss directly into that.
Okay.
Okay?
So you're saying the bottle / accordion is all one product.
It's all one product. You do not need an intermediary between your dick and the bottle. Like, the penis should go directly into the bottle. There's no need for a funnel. Like, pee into the bottle, not pee into a thing, then into the bottle. Why would you do that? And I don't want to get too crass because I know my goddaughter listens to this podcast.
I don't think she listens. I don't think she listens to this.
Trust me, Rhiannon is allowed to listen to the show. She's a big girl. Don't worry about
Rhiannon,
okay?
That's her parents' decision. Yeah. That's her flesh and blood decision.
Don't tell me how to raise my girl, all right?
You're not raising her.
Don't tell me how to raise my fucking girl.
I think you're kind of misunderstanding what goddaughter means. You think you're raising this child.
No, I am God. I am God, and this is my daughter, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
The guy in this funnel demo is not holding the bottle, I should say. That's a very precarious situation he's in.
Yeah, I mean, this is obviously a photo op. There's no chance that he's peeing. You can't just put your dick into this hose and, like, pee straight up. Like, this is not how peeing in the car looks, and that's coming from somebody who has peed in the car easily 1,000 times.
You know what this is? This guy is pulled over, and now he's in his back seat. So car's not moving. The water bottle's on the floor, and he's got some more room to entertain this idea.
And obviously, if you're going to do that, then you might as well just piss onto the side of the road, because like what this dude is doing here in this photo is just collecting pee for some reason.
Maybe it's like a crowded
highway. I pee
in
the bottle
highway.
Out of absolute necessity.
Yeah, but if it's like a crowded area and you don't want to piss on the side of the road.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to piss on the side of the road, but like the way this guy is, he's in the back seat. It looks like it's just...
Or you know what it probably is? He's in a Lyft. So this guy's like Ubering somewhere and stop and go. And he's like,
he gets into a Lyft with like a messenger bag. He's like, excuse me, do you mind?
I don't even think you ask. I think you just sort of whip out your hog, slide it into the funnel and go to town and be like, sorry, I know I should be gripping the bottle to make sure it doesn't spill, but can you drive a little smoother?
If you're a real pro, your dick is always in the funnel. And then you're just putting the funnel into a bottle whenever you see one. Yeah. But you should always have your dick in the funnel, and you can direct the pee anywhere, and your penis isn't exposed because it's only pee coming from a funnel.
Do you think a funnel is called that because it's a fun tunnel?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I think funnel is a fun tunnel. I would imagine that's why that word is called that.
That's cool. Yeah, because they're usually like brightly colored and like funny.
Do you think the chunnel in England is called the chunnel because it's a chill tunnel?
Yeah, that's why that's called the chunnel. So there's a chunnel, right. There's a funnel, and then there's tunnels.
Why do you think they call it a tunnel?
A tunnel is probably because it's a timid little chunnel.
Yeah, I think so. So the tunnel is a chunnel, but it's a little shy about it.
Yeah.
So it's a timid chunnel.
It's like a tight funnel, so like a tunnel for short.
Cool.
All right, let's get to a real question, for Christ's sakes.
It's about time.
We'll call this lady Rhiannon, because I guess she's your daughter now.
That's right. Katie, if you're listening, let us know where you live.
Yeah, because you might not ever meet Rhiannon. She might live like
It'd be nice to invite him to a live show sometime if we do one near them and I can meet my goddaughter. That's
a 4-year-old at the live show. All right.
Don't tell me how to raise my fucking kid. All right.
I didn't tell you shit.
She can go to a live show. It's fun. It's fun. Okay.
No,
it's a good time.
I'm saying it's not.
We'll keep it light. We don't have to. It doesn't have to get too crass.
Yes, it does.
I'm not going to be a.
It always gets crass. And this girl's 4.
Okay. All right. Easy does it. She's not 4. She's like 3. But fine.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Rhiannon writes, I met this guy in school who's taken an interest in me, and I have no desire to reciprocate. He didn't seem like a bad guy, and just not particularly interesting. I've answered his texts and engaged in small talks when I happen to run into him, though only out of politeness. Yesterday, he texted me for TV recommendations and revealed in the process that he has a true unadulterated love for Charlie Sheen and his new show, as well as 2 1/2 Men. He finds both to be genuinely funny, which I find concerning. He also called Game of Thrones stupid, as well as just House MD for being uninteresting. I feel horribly disinclined to even keep up any contact now. However, due to social circles and clubs, it's inevitable that I run into this guy at least once in a while, and he asked me to hang out more than once. How do I let things fade away without directly crushing him? Also, would you date someone who has a dissimilar interest in the TV that you watch? Thanks. Love, Rhiannon. So I don't think we need to tell her how to fade away from someone. You can just sort of stop talking to them.
Yeah.
Tell them to leave you alone.
I mean, especially like this guy has like an interest in her, and she doesn't want to have anything to do with him. So she should definitely not feel bad that he also doesn't share her TV.
Yeah,
interest.
My question is, would you date somebody who has TV taste that's so dissimilar from your own?
I don't. It's sort of a loaded question, you know, because yes, I would date somebody that had different TV tastes, but it would kind of depend what they are. Like, I know smart people that like trashy reality television.
Yeah.
And even though I don't like watching reality TV, I'm like not going to knock them for having a guilty pleasure.
That's right.
But like if somebody is like thinks all of the critically acclaimed shows that I like are stupid and loves Charlie Sheen, I would imagine that we have less in common, like beyond TV, you know?
Yeah, it's tough because like guilty pleasures are one thing, like you say, like The Bachelor. I know a lot of like genuinely funny, nice, interesting, smart people that just enjoy the competition aspect of those shows, or like watching it almost like as a sociological experiment. And then there's stuff like, oh, I don't get, like, that's different to me than, like, I don't like Succession or Game of Thrones or Breaking Bad or calling them stupid. Like, why don't you like them? Do you not understand them? Or are you, like, beyond them? I want to know what you don't like. And then liking, like, network TV shows like Big Bang Theory and Two and a Half Men. What does that say?
I think that would be more my line than, like, reality TV shows. Like, if somebody liked really broad, shitty network comedy, if they just liked new NBC lineups, like they just loved all of the new network television sitcoms, I think I would be like more unnerved than if they liked reality TV and stuff.
Yeah. And then
I'd also be upset if they like didn't like shows like Succession and Game of Thrones and some of my like all-time faves, The Wire.
Yeah. I know my girlfriend loves Game of Thrones, and I found it boring, and that's like a source of tension. Like, how could you not like that show? And I'm like, I don't know. I guess I just didn't find it interesting.
Yeah, I mean, Jill didn't like Game of Thrones either, but it wasn't really a source of tension. I mean, she just doesn't like fucking dragons.
But she...
Not liking Game of Thrones, I think, is more understandable than not liking Succession.
Yeah.
Succession is just such an amazing show.
Yeah, I feel like it's objectively great.
Yeah.
Every episode is a gosh darn A. Like, there's not even, like, a boring scene. Every episode is so amazing, like, story-wise alone, let alone the dialogue and, like, how everybody's acting and what it looks like.
And the performances, oh my God, yeah.
Did you like the rap, the Kendall rap, L to the OG?
Yeah, you mean, like, did I like it, like, as a musical piece or as like a story thing?
As a story thing.
Yeah. I agree that it seemed like it was maybe a little more for just the comedy of it than for the story, but I think it still serves the purpose of the story.
Yeah. It seemed like it was hilarious, but I was like, would Kendall really do that? Or are they just like, rich people sometimes act crazy like this? It felt like it was shoehorned into his specific story.
Yeah. I don't think it fully is in Kendall's character, especially when like last episode he was shattered in the in the kitchen of like the guy who he like sort of accidentally killed house.
Yeah, are we to assume he went home that night and started writing his cipher?
Right, but I think that like story wise, you know, think about where Kendall needs to be right now. He's like completely kind of like losing control in drugs and off the rails again, and I think that scene served to show Logan like his kids don't get him, but Shiv does.
Yeah, it's also funny that like 8 minutes after that rap, he walked up to his fling and was like, "You said awesome a lot in front of my dad, which means you're
embarrassed
stupid."
Us.
Yeah, you put on a baseball jersey and rapped. You're the bigger embarrassment, dude.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine like why Kendall, what like wearing Kendall's head. It's like dad will like this.
Yeah, if
you like, he's been his dad's like agent, his little fixer this entire season.
Yeah.
And then he does a weird rap. But I also think that it's partly because of him sliding off the rails.
If I told you before the episode, one of his sons to honor his father would perform a rap for him, would you have guessed it was Kendall, Roman, or Connor that would do it?
Kendall would have been my last guess.
Yeah.
I would have been torn between Roman and Connor.
Right.
And Connor did something pretty stupid.
The super dad, I super love you, super dad.
Super love you, super dad. But that was like cringy and like seemingly a little bit more in Connor's character.
And Shiv would never do it at all.
Right. And she did not.
Which tracks.
But I think more... it's weird to be like, we give the show an A and now nitpick it. But hey, that's television. I think more like I was more confused why Rhea would throw this huge party for him in the first place.
Yeah, well, she doesn't know him. She doesn't know him like his kids do.
But that just seems like such a strange leap for her to go out on.
Yeah, like, a big swing.
Yeah, just like, and too big of a swing. She's like calculating and smart. That's what she showed in the last, in the episode before this one. And then for her to like be like completely tone deaf in this one didn't quite make a lot of sense to me.
It ended up winning her the job at the end. Did you think he was going to say Rhea, or did you think he was going to say Shiv when he took that dramatic beat?
I knew he was going to say Rhea because now they know that someone has to take the fall.
Right, for that other story.
Right.
All right.
This should just become a Succession podcast, dude.
I wish. Sure, only 11% of the listeners actually watch the show, but it's still interesting for everybody.
Yeah, I bet a lot of people hated what we just did. Don't at us.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll answer some more questions after this.
Later.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah, yeah. That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah, mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike, like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right, cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to Helix for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Jake, you love Helix. You sleep on a Helix.
I certainly do. That is correct. I'm proud to do it.
It's your favorite mattress. You know why? Because it's personalized mm-hmm. to you.
That's right. I took the sleep exam. I passed the sleep test.
I see it here.
Certified, licensed, professional sleep, not quiz, test taker. Kind of like the bar, but for mattresses, folks.
Yeah, it says you take a Helix sleep quiz and you can find your mattress in under 2 minutes.
For some.
Super fast, super simple.
It took me 11 days to take that test.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. It was open book, but questions. I really wanted it to be perfect.
Of course it's open book. It's just how you sleep.
Not just that, but yeah, kind of.
And then Helix has a lineup of over 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection.
That's actually what I sleep on, folks.
Wow. So you take the quiz, and then they ship you the mattress. And all mattresses come with a 10 or 15 year warranty. So if you're sleeping on a mattress for so long, it might be time to upgrade. And the best way to upgrade is by going to helix.com/segments.
Right.
Then you take that quiz and you get 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows if you go to that URL.
Damn.
So check it out. Go to helixsleep.com/segments and use the code helix partner20.
Right on.
So the URL is helixsleep.com/segments. The code is helixpartner20, all one word. You get 20% off your mattress.
Right.
This is the best offer yet, and it won't last long.
No, sir.
So with Helix, better sleep starts now. It starts right now.
That's right.
Thanks, Helix.
Thank you.
And we're back. Jake, do you have any?
Oh, it's a little sooner than five. Mom, I'm coming. Gross.
We're going to have to change that out because it's a little crass and my goddaughter listens to this show.
Oh, my God. Godmother, I'm coming.
No, easy. Easy.
You're not even the godmother.
Cool it. Cool it. You're going to have to cool it, bud. Pump the brakes there.
Do you even know who her godmother is?
No, but I'm going to have to, I guess I'm going to have to be with her if anything happens to Rhiannon's mom. So we should figure that out. We should definitely meet.
Somebody tweeted at me that said that story we had about two godparents having to raise a child together is already a movie. I forget what
really?
It's called. Yeah.
Interesting. That makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, wait, two things. Well, I have unsolicited advice, but
okay.
Unrelated, just because I was thinking, you said that thing about movies. And you know, every once in a while you like see a movie that you're like, this would never get made today. Like Meet Joe Black is an example of a movie that just like doesn't make any sense. It's such a strange idea. And in like the early 2000s or the late 90s, it was just like, yeah, I guess Brad Pitt will do it, so it'll be a movie.
Yeah.
I saw The Talented Mr. Ripley last night. Have you ever seen that movie?
Yeah, I saw it like years ago. Brad Pitt is in that one too, isn't it? Or Matt
Damon? No, it's Matt Damon and Jude Law.
Right.
It's a really good movie, but there's just no world where it exists in like the modern day.
Because it doesn't make any statement?
Not really. It's just like a strange journey with Matt Damon being a weirdo.
That's the log line.
But it's really fun to watch because Matt Damon and Jude Law are young and hot. So,
yeah, that's good.
Not really my unsolicited advice, though.
It's like a con man, right? Some guy like pretends to be friends or pretends to be rich or something.
Right. But there's like no motivation for him to do it. You're just like, why is this happening? Why is he suddenly being a con man?
All I remember is that somebody got killed on a boat, like got whacked in the face with an oar.
Yeah. It's a really bizarre movie. My unsolicited advice is physical therapy.
Oh, whether you need it or not.
Honestly, yeah, a little bit. If you have pain, it's probably due to like how you move, and you should go check out a physical therapist's office and see what's what. Because
it's almost like regular therapy. You don't have to be suffering to get some use out of it.
Totally. And I confided in my physical therapist today, and they were not interested in the problems.
You opened up.
I wept for 10 straight minutes.
Well, that was because your back hurt.
Yeah. So I pulled my back or something. I fucked up my back this weekend.
Which happens to you like four times a year.
Yeah, I believe it. So the last time it happened was in May. And before that, I think it had been a year. But that's twice this year already.
Yeah.
It just feels like a pinch or like a quick pull, a pop, and then it's just like I'm laid up for 3 days.
Don't know what causes it.
It's always something different. Like sometimes it's really straightforward. Like I'm climbing and I pull on something and I feel it in my back. In May, I like lifted a kettlebell and I like felt a little pop.
Right.
But like my back just seizes up. I go into a hunch. There's like a ton of nerve pain. It feels like spasming, just like crippling, blinding, shooting pain.
Yeah.
In my back. And this past weekend, I believe there was not any like inciting incident, but I played a lot of soccer on Sunday or on Saturday with my dad and his like pickup soccer crew.
Yeah, they beat you up.
It's a bunch of like, some guys are as young as like, there's some like Yale kids in their 20s, but most of the dudes are over 40, a lot of people in their 50s. I mean, my dad's in his 60s and they run circles around me and they also yell at me. I'm pretty bad, but I'm fast. I'm not good, but I have a lot of heart.
You're Rudy.
I cover a lot of ground. Yeah. Yeah. And that's, and like, because I'm bad at soccer, I have to run around a lot. I have to like be into, in, I'm, I cannot be fatigued. Indefatigable or infatigable? Indefatigable.
I'll go indefatigable.
I think it's indefatigable. But I was feeling, my legs were just feeling super tight. My hip flexors are super tight. And then I was on Sunday just trying on a pair of pants and there was no pull, but just all of a sudden my back just started like locking up.
Ow.
And on Monday when my sister came over to help me because I couldn't do shit and the elevator, she was buzzing and I couldn't even get to the door. When I finally got there, I like inched my way up. I let her in and I was in so much pain that I couldn't move. I couldn't walk back to the couch. I couldn't sit down. I couldn't even like get down. All I could do was stand still. And then eventually it was like seizing so bad that I fell on the ground.
Oh my God.
It was insane.
That's awful.
Truly insane. We had a doctor had to come to the house because I couldn't leave.
He put you down.
He gave me like a shot in my ass.
Jesus. Are you sure this was a doctor?
It was just a guy.
I ordered Thai on Postmates and he's like, I have an idea. This is fucking insane, but hear me out.
So this dude gave me a shot and he was trying to examine me and I was on my couch. I could not turn over. It was so painful that I couldn't turn over.
Did he flick the needle? Doctors seem to do that before sticking needles up your ass. If I know anything.
I was in such blinding pain that I don't remember. It's truly I like blacked out.
Did you cry?
I did not cry. But I yelled guttural sounds. You know?
I wonder if crying would have helped.
Probably. It would have been like a release. I was definitely depressed enough to cry on Sunday when it happened because like I've been traveling so much and I was just like so looking forward to 7 straight days in New York and like doing errands and getting stuff done and going on runs in the park. And then on Sunday, I'm just like limping back to my apartment and I was so I was dejected down.
Oh, no.
I was so sad. But anyway, this morning, Jill had made an appointment with a physical therapist. And this lady, she was like, just seeing all of the ways that I was moving. She was like, put your hands on your thighs and just like slide down, bend as far as you can get down. I could like basically get to my mid thigh that I couldn't bend over at all. I was turning to the left and right. She's like asking me where my pain was. And then she just massaged my back and like rubbed, put like, there's some kind of stone involved. She massaged my glutes and I got up and all of the pain was gone.
You cheated on her. Jill.
She massaged my glutes and the doctor gave me a shot in the ass.
I ended up having a fucking three-way. Everyone's massaging people's asses.
That's why I love physical therapy.
It was a fucking lemon party.
No, but like, I mean, granted, today I was in way less pain. Today is Thursday and this happened on Sunday. So I was already able to like stand upright and walk and stuff. But like, I was still very tight. And this lady, I asked, I was like, if I came in here on Monday, like when it was the height of the pain, would you have been able to get this result? And she was like, we're closed on Monday. And then I was like, if we met on Monday. And she said, yes. I don't know if I believe her, but it's definitely worth a try if you have chronic pain or if you pull your back like I did.
It would have been so sad if you're like, if I came in on Monday and did this, would you have been able to help? And she says, we're closed on Monday. And then you had no follow-up questions. Very good. That was a test to see if you knew your hours. I have no follow-ups. You caught me.
Such a dry answer.
You know what I meant.
Dude.
I'm like in fucking pain and you're being like a smartass about it. Speaking of smartass, will you inject my ass?
Yeah, but I think physical therapy could be the GOAT move, man.
I wonder if I should do it.
Do you have Any chronic pain?
No, but I can figure something out. Like maybe if I twist an ankle, or if like I sleep on my like a really bad pillow and my neck hurts and shit.
Yeah, that's interesting. She did say that like your body can get tight when it's like doing a lot of work to stabilize you in a way that should be like natural and taking minimal work, which kind of makes sense to me. Like I feel like it all stems from my hurt feet and my balance is weird because of that, and I walk weird because of that. So like I'm putting a lot of extra pressure on my body to just like hold myself together.
Jesus.
So I'm like, so now physical therapy is like the idea of retraining my body to just be like naturally strong.
Yeah. You think you'll be able to do that though? I guess aren't you getting foot surgery?
Yeah, I'm getting surgery on November 26th.
And right before surgery, you can also ask for the anesthesia to be administered through your ass.
I'm going to shut my... You know, I'm also getting my wisdom teeth out on November 5th. And I think
what?
I'll get the shot for that on my ass as well.
It won't numb my gums, but at least I won't know where I'm sitting, whether it's on my ass or not. I didn't know. I feel like you would have already had to get your wisdom teeth out, right?
You know, that's the interesting thing. I have gotten my wisdom teeth out, but only on the right side.
Huh. So your left side wisdom teeth is just...
They're there.
Coming out?
Yeah, it was weird. I had pain on my right side, and I went to the dentist in Connecticut. They removed my wisdom teeth, and I got like a follow-up check with another dentist, and he's like, why did they only do the right side? And I was like, I don't know, that's all they did. And he's like, and he was like mad at them. He's like, if they put you under and like give you the surgery, they should just do everything.
When did you do that? When did you get your other wisdom teeth out?
That was in 2013. Fun fact, that was one of me and Jill's like original dates.
Really? I don't even remember you getting your wisdom teeth out.
It happened just before we moved to New York.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you must have,
or sorry, moved to LA, I mean.
You must have not complained about it.
Yeah, I guess I didn't. I guess complaining is sort of something I do now.
Yeah,
that's good. Now that I'm 34. Wait, am I 34 or 30? Yeah, I'm 34, right?
Oh, Jesus.
No, wait,
Christ.
I'm 33 or 34?
I don't know, you're bedridden, so maybe you're 94.
I think I'm 34.
You think?
I'm honestly not sure. 34.
Of course you're 34. Your birthday was in 85.
Yeah, I know.
No, you don't.
I know.
You just tried to change your fucking birthday on the podcast thinking I wouldn't know.
I think I'm 29, dude.
I don't think so.
Feel like it.
All right, here's another question we can answer.
All right.
Question made me laugh. I'm a 24-year-old guy. Do you know any 24-year-old guys? Kyle Kuzma. Kyle Kuzma writes,
nice.
I'm a 24-year-old guy, and I've gotten a friendship problem I need some advice on. So I was recently moving out of my apartment and needed some help moving a couch. A friend of mine offered to help. However, on the day of, she didn't answer my call or text confirming if she'd still be able to help me. She texted me back 3 hours later and said, so sorry, my friend and I went on an unexpected shopping spree, LOL.
Oh my God.
We're about to eat, but I can totally help out afterwards if that works for you. It'd be funny if he called her bluff. Yeah, just waiting on you. So whenever, after shopping spree, after you eat, I'll be here. At this point, I had asked a maintenance guy at my apartment to help because I had to be out of the apartment on a specific day and I couldn't afford to wait for her.
It's the next day. Maintenance guy to move it back in.
Hey, she's coming, I swear.
My friend.
It's the next day now, and my question is, what do I do now? Do I tell her she did a sucky thing? After all, she's the one that offered to help. I wasn't even planning on asking her. Or do I just let it go? It's not like she can go back in time and help me out. P.S. We've only been friends for 3 weeks. Should that factor in at all?
Weird.
It's weird to have a friend for 3 weeks. Like, it's hard to know if somebody's your friend until it's like 2 years in. It's such a gradual fade.
Well, here's a pretty solid test. 3 weeks of friendship. She offers to move a couch and then doesn't show up and has an abysmal excuse.
She shopping spreed instead.
It's so weird. Like, moving a couch requires just two people. So if you don't show up, it's not like, oh, like, do you still need help? Like, that you were the only thing. You were the help.
You went on a shopping spree, LOL. And don't tell me that you didn't look at your phone for 3 hours, because that would be a world fucking record.
No way. Nobody goes on such an insane spree that they don't even look at their phone.
Yeah, if anything, you look at your phone more. You're taking pictures, sending it to people, asking what they think of your spree.
Yeah, you're waiting in line when you're at these stores, too. And that's prime phone time.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, it's not like, oh, hey, sorry, I'm ready to come over. It's like, I went on a shopping spree, and now I'm going to eat, and I can still totally come after.
I've done two things that I prioritized over helping you.
Yeah.
But I also wouldn't say, like, two theories. One, it is the nascent stages of a friendship.
Yeah, 3 weeks in.
If this is the kind of thing that you want, you know, to establish, that you don't like to be bailed on, that you want a dependable friend, maybe it's worth saying. But also, it's the nascent stages of a friendship, and it's kind of weird to get into a fight, you know?
Yeah, you don't want to be like, you really disappointed me 3 weeks into the friendship. I don't know if our friendship can last the full 6 weeks now.
Yeah, I think I would probably just be a little passive aggressive. And like when she said, if that works for you, I would have just responded like, no, I'm all good. Or something
that's
like
good.
That.
You're
like,
something
no, I'm all
where
good
she would
now.
Be like, is everything okay? And then you have to answer, yeah, it's fine. I'm just a little bummed you ditched me.
No, you would. I would even answer. I would just like be curt, cut it off, say you don't need any help. And then I would imagine that she'll eventually apologize and say that she's sorry.
And if she doesn't?
Then I would probably hold a petty grudge for a long time.
We'll call that strike one and see if she fucks up as a friend ever again.
I think,
but moving the couch is also a very difficult thing. She never confirmed and you didn't really follow up.
Well, I guess I need to know the timeline. I'd like to read all of the text messages here.
Yeah, see, like, was it like, hey, can you help me out October 29th? And then, like, nothing else happened for 3 weeks. It couldn't be that because they've only been friends for 3 weeks.
Right. I do want to know, like, the extent of the promise. Was it, like, a casual, like, yeah, if you need help, let me know. And then it's, like, day of, he's like, hey, I need help.
Yeah.
You know, then it's totally, she's in the right, I think.
Yeah. It's also easy to say, yeah, I'll help you move a couch in a week and a half. And then, like, when push comes to shove.
But I want screenshots. I want a follow-up pup, and I want screenshots.
All right. If you're listening, Kuzma, we need more information.
Yeah.
D, not enough information to answer.
I want to do a good job with this one. My goddaughter's listening after all.
Yeah.
I want to make her proud. I want to make her.
Yeah, I don't think she is listening.
I want her to have respect for her old man is all.
You're not her old man.
I guess that makes me old fashioned, but I think a job well done is a prime example for a young
you're
one.
To talk differently.
Yeah. Nah, I think that's pretty damn important.
Yeah.
I guess I do.
Yeah.
I guess I just want to be a role model is all.
God, I know what you want.
Yep.
I understand what you want.
Other
you're not a
might
role
think
model.
It's a little cheesy, but I like to set an example. I like to set an example for my fucking kid.
She doesn't know who you are.
All right.
She doesn't fucking know who you are.
Yeah,
of course she doesn't. Her mom just listens to your podcast.
Rhiannon, we turn the other cheek. When they go low, we go high.
She's not listening.
I don't mind. You can call me anything you want. You could say I'm an idiot, but
you're
I like
an
to
idiot.
Set a prime example for my...
You
shut the fuck up, you little piece of shit.
So I can't say whatever
shut the
I
fuck
want.
Up. Okay, you got to stand up for yourself too. I try not to lose my temper.
Can I say whatever I want or can I not? Because you're getting really mad at me.
I try not to lose my temper when my kid's listening to the fucking podcast.
You're losing it extra hard knowing she's listening. She's like riling you or some shit. Jesus.
I guess I'm a little on edge because I'm a new dad, okay?
No, you're not.
I guess I'm a little, I'm sorry if I'm a little frazzled right now. That's...
Yeah.
It's to be expected. This is all sprung on me super fucking last minute.
I don't think you should do this job. I think it's like getting to you in a weird way.
I resent that you even call it a job. It's a privilege to raise little Rhiannon.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. That's it. Those are our shows. Sorry, those are our questions. That's our show. If you have your own questions or theme songs, send them all down to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. The opening song was, of course, that Yellow Card parody by Jackson.
Yeah, with the underscore.
Yeah, this closing one is Tony, who says, I have zero experience singing, recording, or editing a song, but here it goes.
Wow.
Nothing to shout out but his girlfriend Cassie and his sister Teresa.
Okay. I love
How
it already.
How about that?
How about...
It's a beautiful song that moves us all to tears. For more If I Were You, we have video episodes every Thursday on our Patreon, patreon.com/JA. And as always, we'll be back next week. Happy Jewish New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year!
Mommy, turn off the podcast. Better call the Game Boy.
Oh.
Can you relate? Do you have some advice? Have you heard of John Wolfe? And when I say...
Hey, Sergey, dude, can we, like, go ping pong or something, dude?
Can I get...
Yes, dude!
Yes, dude! My question's answered. Jake and Amir. If I were you, show.com.
Let these Jews die in a Starbucks.
So dot to you, I need some help.
Mom, I'm gonna fucking come!
It's getting worse.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Leitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.